Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Meeting Pros.
Welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and in the studio as usual with me is my lovely co-host, Jessica Park. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, how's it going, Kevin?
It is going great. I'm really excited. It's a beautiful day out, and yesterday we had the weird Atlanta weather. It was really sunny. I was walking my dog and having a great time. I was like, I'm going to go play some tennis, and then it started a downpour.
Yeah, crazy.
Exactly.
Thunderstorms. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. We were washing the car when that happened. We're like,
did that help? Were you at that point where you need to wash off the car? So
right. Yeah, we could have waited and let it just happen naturally. But
but no, that is exciting as you're getting your first new car, and I'm very excited for you.
I'm very excited. I'm getting a bit of a mom wagon, except it's not because it's still sporty and
it's
fun
still sporty
to drive.
And cool. So
yeah.
It's just showing that you're a cool mom.
I guess. So I've got a cool husband. The two-door car that I have is already not working for me so good. So,
well, we have a great show today. Who do we have in the studio today? We have a guest that actually returned. She actually wanted to come back on the show. None at all, no.
We have Lori McQuarrie with Destination South Meetings and Events. And we have Sharee Leach.
See, I got
president
that
with CSL Entertainment. And
perfect.
We're going to start the show with Lori.
Lori, welcome back. You came back. You were brave. So tell us what's going on over at Destination South.
Oh, well, thanks for having me back. I'm happy to be here. Let's see. I thought you might ask me what's going on with Destination South, and I actually have news to report. We recently made two additions to our team, and we're really excited about that. We have brought on a new operations professional. She's a producer. Her name is Michelle Stokin Sanders, and she's kind of rounding out our logistics operations production team. And what's great about her is she comes from the world of experiential marketing and sports event marketing, like for clients like UPS. So she has a really good handle on how to take the client's message and weave it through all of the elements of the event from the beginning through the end, which is so important for, you know, that's what the brands are looking for, a consistent message all the way through. So she really gets that. So we're excited to have her on the team. And then just this Monday was the first day for our new sales manager, Taylor Rhodes. And some of you in the industry may know her. She's formerly with a Divine Event.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has lots of experience already in our industry. She knows a lot of people already, knows how events come together from the ground up. And so, yeah, two great new additions, and we're just really excited about the growth.
That is awesome right there. You guys are growing fast. And just for our listeners out there that weren't listening last time you were on, can you tell them what a destination management company does?
Oh, sure. Well, we like to call ourselves a trifecta, if we can get away with that, because
yes,
we're a kind of a hybrid of a destination management company, an event production company, and meeting management. So some companies just specialize in those. So we kind of are working in all three worlds. But to answer your question specifically, a destination management company is a company when a client's coming into a city like ours, Chicago, New York, where have you, coming in, and they need an on-the-ground team to help them put together their meeting, their event, their experience. They need to know what restaurants to take the clients to for the dine arounds. They need to know what tours to send them on. They need a team to put together a great awards night on that final night. The bands, the speakers, the design, all of those pieces. And as a DMC, we have all of those local resources and contacts and can be a one-stop shop for that client putting together that experience when they're in Atlanta.
Well, I think that's great, too. And like you said, you're the trifecta. So you guys decided, well, we could tell them where all the cool places are, and then they'll have to go get someone to plan it, or we could just plan it and just make it very easy for anyone that wants to come in and plan an event. What did your client base look like? What are the businesses that you guys are trying to get in front of?
Well, our world is corporate and nonprofit. I think I mentioned this the last time I was on. We don't do social. Those are brave people. That's their world. So we focus on the corporate world. So local corporations that are headquartered here in Atlanta, but also a lot of corporate clients that move from city to city each year and are looking for a certain size city to host their week-long conference or what have you. the SunTrust, Home Depots, Spanx, and those kinds of people of the world, and then the corporate events that they need to host, as well as nonprofit work. We do work with a few local nonprofit associations and help them with their fundraising, galas, awards, festivals, races, and things like that.
So you guys can basically do any kind of event, any location, anywhere in Atlanta.
Sure. Yeah.
So walk me through this engagement. I'm a big company. I want to have a trust building exercise or team building exercise with my company. How does that look when I come to you guys? Like, do you guys craft out different options? Do you ask me if I have a vision in mind? Do you guys take care of everything?
Yes, absolutely. We ask you a lot of questions so we can hone in and make sure that we deliver back to you a proposal that is on target. Budgetarily, that's very important, and right for your group. So we'll ask you lots of questions. What are your goals? What have you done in the past? What do you, hope your attendees or guests are going to take away from the experience? And then say, for instance, for a team building engagement or activity, we'll take all of those things into consideration and then try to come up with several options that may fit for that engagement, working with local people, whether it's corporate social responsibility minded and they want to give something back through the experience, which is still very popular right now, or if they just want to have fun, if they want to race cars, or they want to golf, or whatever,
it can be a relaxing thing, doesn't have to have any business oriented, or it can be a training kind of conference or...
Correct. Both happen. Sometimes that's what they want to do. They just want some R&R and they want to treat their people to a good time, or it's more about networking, education, and coming together to build something to teach the team a lesson about themselves. Definitely on both sides there.
So are you seeing any kind of trends of what people are doing right now? Is there anything that's really hot that people are like, we want to do this, that's what everyone's doing? Or
in the team building world specifically?
Well, just in general, any trends that are going on just in the destination management world? I know that's a really specific question. So,
well, it could apply to so many different aspects of planning. One that does come to mind is just really the kind of the structure of how meetings and events are taking place. And this isn't new, but I think it really has shifted from a performance-driven event or entertainment or engagement to an interactive.
Okay.
And I think that's the generation and the culture that we are working with now that want to be part of something. They want to participate and then they want to talk about it.
They don't want to just have that thought leader that talks to them.
They don't want to just go and sit and watch anything any longer. They want to be a part of the conversation, helping create the event, and then talking instantly about it on social media while it's happening and spreading the word and being ambassadors for the event just through social media. That's really changed, I think, the attendees' experience and their expectations of any event, whether it's a meeting, a session, a speaker, an entertainer, team building, what have you.
Okay. It's a better way of retaining the information you learn, in most cases, in mine for sure, when you're hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
So you handle the creative aspect. You have the fun job.
I do believe I have the fun job.
Yeah.
Having being able to be on the front end of creating the content for the event, who they're going to have, what they're going to do, what it's going to sound like, look like, feel like. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best job.
I think so too.
Right.
Yeah. I love the creative aspect of it. That's the best part, when you're putting the ideas together and presenting them to them to see which ones they pick up and which ones they don't.
And the operations people think that they have the fun job. And I guess that's why it all works.
Yeah.
Because they love building budgets and timesheets
and
having endless calls and emails about when the trucks are coming and when everything's set up and when everything starts and when it's all struck. And by then I can be on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can imagine that building relationships with different restaurants and different event venues is a big part of your business.
Absolutely. It's vital. And our sales team, and we all try to be a big part of staying connected, being really active in the various local associations. Sherry and I were just talking about this before the show. The Atlanta Convention and Visitors Bureau, MPI, ISIS, staying connected with all of the people who have a passion for this industry is a big part of being plugged in. But then, to your point, knowing what's opening, what's good, what's not so good, great venues, great restaurants, new tours, things like that, staying on top of that and connected to that so we can make the best and most relevant recommendations to our clients.
Definitely. So how does that work? You would work, oh, this new really fancy restaurant opened. I got to go expense this for work. You know, it's a tough job, but someone's got to do it.
No, yeah, that's exactly what happens.
So I know the DMC space is sort of competitive. How are you guys setting yourself apart from all these other companies? You seem to be like leading the charge, really.
Oh, well, thank you. No, I think Atlanta boasts several really good, strong DMCs and lots of event talent out there. And we all know each other and work together really well because we're all active in the same, you know, community. If I had to say a differentiating factor, I might point to the trifecta thing that I mentioned a few moments ago, in that we really work to be an asset for a client on the meeting side as well as the special event side and the event production side to hopefully really be their one partner for every aspect of planning that they might need.
That's huge right there. So what does the 2014 sort of landscape look like for you guys? What are you guys planning? What's your world domination plan?
Halfway into it, I think we're doing great. Like I said, that with the additions to our team, to be able to take on even more work and produce more events and get the Destination South name and brand out there. And I think events have been on the rebound for quite some time. Well, I think we all felt a dip a few years ago. But I think that the perception of the importance of getting together one-on-one for that meeting is really having a resurgence, and
Definitely.
We're very excited about that.
So how can we help you out? What's your ideal client? Who are you guys looking out there to reach out to and connect with?
Ah, okay, ideal clients. We like to think of ourselves as an extension of a planner. There may be a planner there in the corporate world, in a corporation that has landed on her plate an event to produce or several events to produce, and that's not necessarily in his or her everyday job description. Mm-hmm. And she needs a team to support her that can just be kind of her everyday go-to because she's got all these other things. So we can let that planner focus on what they do best and give all of the rest of that to us and then make her look like a star.
Definitely. Yeah. You guys are giving peace of mind to these different companies. You become sort of like their little their meeting planning arm of the company. Yeah. Because I know a lot of people, I don't know why, but the first thing they like to cut is the meeting planner thing, and then they try to consolidate into another job and it becomes less important. And these training exercises or even these fun events that build a camaraderie among employees are really important to just employee culture and company culture.
Right. And even great companies that do have internal meeting planners, they may be based in Vegas.
Yeah.
But the show's in Atlanta this year. And he or she's got to come to Atlanta and put together a fantastic week of experiences. They need an Atlanta team to rely on.
Yeah.
So that she can be doing the work on her end to get all the pieces together. And we can be putting together that final night party, that great excursion, that great tour, that golfing session for the VIPs, whatever it's going to be. And she can just rely on us to be here in Atlanta doing that for her.
Well, and it makes more sense, too, because she doesn't know anything about Atlanta. So it's going to take her so many more hours to research it and find all the best places. And still, it's Google saying, well, this is a good place to go. And she's looking at Yelp reviews. But to actually have someone that's had events there before and says, this is why it's great. I have a relationship with them. They do this little extra thing just for us. And they give us a better price because they know us.
Yeah, right.
So that's a huge value proposition.
It is. We can tell them why a venue may not work because we know it inside and out, and we may be able to find those and be able to negotiate discounts for her with partners that we work with time and time again that extend that through us, so she gets a better value for her budget for that meeting or event than she would just, you know, cold calling.
Definitely. So how can our listeners reach out, connect with you guys if they need to hire you to do some events?
Okay, excellent. Well, of course, you can always find us on the web, destinationsouth.com. We are almost through our brand new website development. And that's when you asked me it was on the horizon. I can't believe I forgot that because we've been working on it behind the scenes for so long. And we're so excited to finally very soon launch our new website. We have built a new blog called mouthofthedestinationsouth.com.
Very cool.
Our blog. And we're very active on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+. So if you just look up Destination South meetings and events, you should be able to find us in several places.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for coming on again and coming back.
Thank you for having me. I had a great time.
All right. Well, next up on Meeting Pros, we have Sherry Leach, the president of CSL Entertainment. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So you were sitting there patiently. You laughed at all my bad jokes. Oh, so you're doing a great job.
Good. I try.
Tell me a little bit about CSL Entertainment and what you guys are out there doing for folks.
Okay. Well, CSL Entertainment is my own company. And we provide entertainers and speakers for corporate events, private events. We deal with meeting planners, corporate event planners. I've been loving hearing this past conversation. and we really deal with any budget, large or small. We have, I'm part of a Speakers Bureau. I'm the Southern Region Director of Bruce Mirren Celebrity Speakers and Entertainment Bureau out of Las Vegas. So what I think makes me stand out is I can provide the complete package, entertainer and the speaker. And so I'm very excited about my company.
What sorts of entertainment do you, aside from speakers, what else do you have on hand?
Oh, entertainers? Mm-hmm. Oh, some great ones, actually. One of the first people I represented in my entertainment company is the son of Mel Torme, and his name is Steve March Torme. And he is just a great jazz singer. And in fact, I just got permission yesterday that I'm going to be selling his new show, which is a Paul McCartney tribute show.
Very
and
cool.
He's just ready to launch it. And so I'm beside myself with that one. But I also have some local bands here. I have classical people. I have a couple opera singers. I have about two or three magicians. And in fact, one of my magicians, which is such a cool thing, he's like the country's best sleight of hand, but he's also an amazing motivational guy. Mm. And you were speaking of interactive things earlier with a group, and he is amazing. He's gotten huge ratings because he's very interactive and he does his little sleight of hand thing, but he also is a great motivator, and it's a very unusual concept. Another kind of cool guy I have that he will do, he'll come to an event as anybody, like maybe Abraham Lincoln. In fact, I just booked him in Richmond, Virginia for a data processing meeting, and they wanted a motivational person, but they kind of didn't know what they wanted, but they wanted something different.
And someone tall with a big hat and a big bushy beard.
And you know, the thing is, I said, well, like, you're a place where there's all this history. I have this guy that is this great motivational guy, and he will come as Abraham Lincoln, but he can also come as Johnny Carson. He can come as these people, but he's really, really great. So I try to have a really wide variety of both entertainers and speakers.
That's awesome.
It's fun.
When I was a kid, I have to say this, when I was a kid, my mom had an entertainment company. So we had random entertainment folks coming through her house all the time, mimes, and Mannequin was big back in the 80s with the ladies, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So
that's great.
I love it. It was such a cool way to grow up.
Yeah. I love what I do. I'm really excited about it.
You would have to.
Very passionate about my company.
Well, I can imagine too. And you guys have so many different entertainers and speakers. You probably can fit any kind of event. Do you guys do? You said you guys do smaller events as well. Do you guys go from birthday parties to weddings to that, or is it more corporate? All corporate?
No, it really isn't all corporate. I've really not had a lot in the birthday party, unless it's like a birthday party where they need one of my entertainers, which is
like a magician,
and that's involved. But I do a lot on the upper scale too, at big conferences. We represent all the former presidents. We represent Peyton Manning and Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Right.
But we also, the cool thing is we have, those are really high dollar people, but we also have the $2,000, $3,000 speaker and even less. So it's how I look at what I do is I look at what your budget is, what your desires are, what is your goal for the meeting or your event. And I'm kind of a step in that to facilitate that, because there are people that are planning events that just got stuck with it and they're like, what in the heck am I going to do?
Right.
And I don't know anyone. So that's, and it's fun.
Well, having the speaker is one of the most important things there. People will forgive almost anything, but the two things they don't forgive is food or the entertainment.
Right. Yeah. Right, that is for sure.
So you get to sort of be the hero of these people that are panicking. You get to bring in someone that's going to fit their needs. They get all the credit. And
right.
You guys just, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
So how long have you been in the business, and how did you get started? Like, how do you get started in this?
Well, this is very crazy and exciting in a way. I've been involved in music since I was 4 years old. I've been a singer. I am a pianist. I played oboe in an orchestra. But most recently, I was executive director of a symphony orchestra in Florida. And
no big deal.
Through that, I hired many artists. I mean, and what I'm really liking about what I'm doing now is I'm on the other side. So I have an appreciation. I'm working with symphonies a lot for some of my classical entertainers and my jazz. But anyway, so as executive director, through the years of being there, I hired a number of guest artists with the symphony, and when I decided I was going to retire for about the second time, I guess, I took a little hiatus and moved to Atlanta a year ago, April.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And Mel Torme's son Steve called me and said, you need to start your own company. I need you. I know all these people need you. And I had been having calls. So I said, okay, I'm going to go for it. And I did that. Steve did a big concert in Las Vegas, met a PR guy out there who happened to be Bruce Marin, and said, you guys need to meet. And I've never met him face to face yet, but I had bunches of contacts from previous life.
Yeah.
And so he said, I needed a Southern Region director, and ba-boom, I had the total package. So I'm excited about it.
So how do you go through talking and finding the right speaker for someone? Because I know a lot of times, I know if you talk to me, you're like, well, who do you want to entertain you? I could go, you know, I've seen Alan DeBerry speak, and he was absolutely amazing. I want something like him, I think. But how do you really find out what they want? Because people don't know what makes different speakers special.
Right, they don't. And that's one of the things I think is the most critical. Because, as you say, they don't know what they want. Of course, the first thing you have to ask is, what is your budget? That's because I think a lot of people in the celebrity world, speaker world, think, oh, gee, they live in Chicago. I'm sure I had this experience dealing with Mike Ditka. And they're like, well, you know, he just lives in town. Don't you think he'd just come and do it? Just stop down on a Sunday afternoon?
No, Mike Ditka is...
You know, and it's like, no. And so it's, first of all, an educational process say, you know, there are great people. Tell me your budget. I will do the very best for you. But
well,
also...
Peyton Manning, I got $1,000. I saved
right,
it up.
Yeah, no, in fact,
I live like 2 miles
right,
away from him.
I
easy.
Just actually had that experience a couple months ago. But anyway... So to say, what are your goals for this meeting? Are you wanting them to be motivated? Are you wanting your people to be entertained? Are you wanting them to be interactive? And so sometimes through that process, we together come up with what they want. I mean, that's kind of how I did the Abraham Lincoln guy. Because sometimes it takes being a little creative. I kind of know my speakers. I kind of know, after I've talked to someone, I kind of see where they're going. And so it's a guidance process. Very much
lead them with
a destination, you know, thing.
Lead them in the direction and let them make the decision.
Right.
That's usually the best
right.
way.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So do you have like a website where people can go see these speakers talk? And does it have like samples of different things?
Yes, there are connections to their website. I'm actually, I have just rebranded my company right at the time of EventEract. And so my new website is slowly being launched, but they can go to cslentertainment.com and you will see my speakers, my entertainers. There, it tells a little bit about each person.
Well, how can we help you out here at Business Radio X? What are you guys looking more for? More entertainers? Do you want more clients? What do you guys need?
I think I would say more clients. What I really like dealing with corporate event planners, meeting planners, the corporate person who maybe just got handed an event and doesn't really know what to do. So those are my priority mm-hmm. things right now. But on the entertainment side, that goes in there too, because I have all prices of entertainers. And so it's just the connections. You know, I have been very active in the community since I've just been here a year. So joining the Atlanta Visitors Convention Bureau, Metro Atlanta, it's all in the networking and the connections, and that's really what I'm seeking.
Definitely. Well, it sounds like you have a lot of high-quality speakers that you have. How do you sort of vet them and get to know them? Does someone need to recommend them to you? Do you actually have to see them perform live before you put them on the docket? But you're sort of like an agent,
I am an agent. Yeah. So. The people that we add are pretty much vetted. Interesting thing, after being in this business, everybody wants to be a speaker.
Yeah.
You know, I have probably 10 people that will come up to me at an event and say, well, I know someone that wants to be a speaker.
And they could be high-profile people. They might be a CEO of a big company.
Right. So I just say, you know, send me your resume. I like to talk to them. And one of the great things about the people I do represent, all of them are very hands-on with the people. So if someone is interested in, say, hiring, I just placed Dick Enberg, the former NBC sportscaster in Memphis in January. He loves to have somebody that's interested in him call him, and he talks to them and says what he can do. I have several, Josh Tolley out of Wisconsin, big network guy up there. He does that. Everybody I have is willing to talk to the possible client. It isn't like, oh, he's going to show up.
I'm a superstar.
Right. And I'm very fortunate in that.
Well, that's awesome. Can you tell our listeners one more time sort of how to reach out and contact you?
That would be great. They can contact me personally at Sherry, which is Chari, at cslentertainment.com. They can go to the website, which is cslentertainment.com.
Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Jessica, great show. You're always booking the best guests, keeping my job easy.
Yeah, thanks. I enjoy it.
All right. Well, this is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park, our guest today, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.